Call 800-229-9792.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Wonderful to be together once again. And please don't forget to help the people in the Bahamas. We cannot forget. And get involved with us and start giving whatever you can towards helping them. Amen? Because, I mean, it's tragic what you've seen over there, what took place. It's really hard. Amen. And, you know, God told me last week just to hand out M&Ms. Who got an M&M packet? Rather, let me ask this. Who didn't get an M&M packet? Vince, I saw you eating yours. Okay, keep your hands up. The ushers will get those to you in a minute if you didn't get your M&Ms, and we'll get them to you. Now, and I was saying to the Lord, what are you doing this for? I mean, I haven't got a clue. Why am I telling everyone to have an M&M? Well, he said to me, inside of this packet of M&Ms, there's all colors. There's brown and black and green and blue and red. Is that correct? There's all different colors. Well, when I look out on the congregation, that's what I want to see. I want to see different races of people sitting together. Because the kingdom of God is not supposed to be divided and split up. It's supposed to be in unity together. Now, the thing about it is, we have to stop just going to the people we know. We need to get to know other people that we don't normally associate with. I mean, if you think about this packet now, I shake it up. It's got no say. It goes where I shake it up. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? I can shake this bag up right now, and a red goes next to a brown. Or I can shake it up, and you get all these different colors going next to each other. It's got no say in the matter. And God's trying to shake up the church, his church. And he's saying, forget this race situation. There's only one kind of people on the earth, and that's a human being. Come on. There's just human beings. Yes. There's not human beings, and we're not talking about animals. There's just human beings. And when you're in the kingdom of God, you're all the same color anyway. Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, that's the truth? And why would we allow someone's pigment to stop me becoming friends with them? Because you know what? I don't know how they live or how they think, but I need to find out. Yeah. I need to know so that I can help people of different races. Yeah. Come on. Are you with me? So these bags, I want you to, while you're eating these things, remember right now that I need to mix with people in church. Yeah. Stop sitting a row of white people, a row of black people. I don't like that. I do not like that. Amen? I just don't like that. The most divided times in the kingdom of God is on a Sunday morning. You get a black church, you get a white church, you get a Hispanic church, you get an Indian church, whatever you get. It's division in the kingdom of God. Shouldn't be that way. We need to break those barriers. Do you know where you break the barriers? Up here. The barrier is in our head. It's in our minds. And we need to take that thing captive and snap it. Break it. Because God is calling for unity in his kingdom now. We need unity. We need unity in this nation. And the devil will try everything to bring disunity. And he'll use any tactic to bring it. We need to sow. We are children of God. And God said, listen, God said this, people will know that you belong to me. You know how? He says, by the love you have for one another. He did not say, by the love the whites have for the whites, the blacks have for the blacks, the Indians have for the Indians. He said, by the love you have for one another. One, you're another if you're sitting in this church. We need to break the barriers that restrict us from being free and bringing freedom to others. Because we're all the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. And you know what? We're going to be together for all of eternity. And if you don't like the way I talk, God's giving you a house right next to mine. And I'm going to send my dogs to do their business on your lawn. People worry about their neighbors. Rather than getting them saved, they worry because their dog's pooping on their grass. That's a good opportunity for you to go there and say, you know why the grass is greener? Yeah, because God lives here. Amen. And so this represents all people. And we need to be united together with all people. You know, I was saying, and I'm not even near the beginning of a service here, but I was saying when I first came to America from Africa, South Africa, where apartheid was rife. I mean, that was crazy. Thank God my parents were not racist, or I probably would have ended up being racist. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. And then I would have had to go through a lot of stuff to break that. But while I was there, when I came to America, I got you, and we got 9/11. Boom. And I never saw such unity in my entire life. When I saw flags and people talking to each other and everybody embracing each other and churches full. And I said, wow, I have truly arrived at the land of milk and honey. And that lasted for a season. And then we went back to our old ways. And God is saying, what is it going to take from the devil? Because that came from the devil. Whoever says that came from God, no. God will turn what the enemy meant for your destruction. He'll turn it to be victorious in your life. Yes. Yes. In actual fact, the word that I'm preaching today is quite an interesting one. I hope you like the title. And God will take what the enemy meant for your destruction and turn it into good for your life. And what the enemy meant for destruction in the United States of America, he brought unity amongst the people. And Democrat hung around with Republican and all the other parties that you get, the independents and whatever else you got going on. But everyone became friends with everyone else. Why? Because we had a common enemy. Well, let me tell you what, we've got a common enemy. In case you don't know it, he's called Diablo in Spanish, and he's a sleuth with demon, the devil. We've got a common enemy. So why do we stop and get splinters and church splits and all kinds of nonsense and different parties? We need to be what God called us to be, restorers. He called every one of us, each and every Christian. Every child of God, once you become born again, he gave you the ministry of reconciliation. That means reconciling lost people to God. Doesn't mean because you're white, I'll get you saved, or you're black, I'll get you saved, or you're Indian, or whatever it is. No, restoration for everyone. And that's the heart of your pastor in this church. And I pray to God that'll become your heart, because God died that not one person should die. He wants everyone saved. I don't care what their race. I don't care their color. I don't care their gender. I don't care if they speak in the funniest language you ever did hear. Amen. God wants him saved. God wants a Muslim saved. Amen. God wants a Buddhist saved.
Yes, he does.
God wants us saved.
Amen.
Amen. And so with God, all things are. But all things are possible only to who? To them that believe. So everything is possible to take place in your life, but you've got to have some belief. Now, on Wednesday nights, I've been teaching, and it's a powerful service God's been giving me. And on the Wednesday night, God showed me this. He said, listen, if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can cast mountains into the sea, mountains of sickness and debt and whatever else it is. He said, and if you've got the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can do that. Well, when you got saved, he gave you a measure of faith. Every one of us have got so much faith sitting here. You've been in churches, you've been hearing, because faith comes by the word and hearing the word. So we've all got the faith. So God showed me, he said, it's not a case of you don't have enough faith. It's a case of the presence of unbelief. You got faith, but there's a presence of unbelief. That's why you're not seeing the results you're desiring. Uh-huh. Well, can I have faith and unbelief? Jesus said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And you can have faith in your heart and the devil telling you lies in your head, but you can push the lies out. Or you can accept the lies. Then you've got the two going on. Amen. And so you've got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5. Amen. And I want you to know this. one thing I love about God is He is a God of suddenlies. You've been waiting for 15 years and suddenly. You've been waiting for 6 weeks and suddenly. All of a sudden, God can just turn the situation. I mean, He is God. And if all things are possible, then God can do a suddenly in your life too. Can you say amen? And you can see that. You know, He said in Acts 2:2, He said, suddenly. They were waiting for the promise of the Holy Ghost, Pentecost Sunday. And they were sitting in that upper room waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and praying and waiting and praying. And the Bible says, suddenly there came a mighty rushing wind and the presence of God began the church. And everything as we know it changed. Absolutely everything. Suddenly. Suddenly, they were waiting, 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 but suddenly it came. Can God do a suddenly in your life? You've been battling with this thing and you've been giving the insulin for 20 years and they told you another 50 years you're going to have to do it, but can God bring you a suddenly? Yes. Just a suddenly. You've been trying and crying out for the money and all of a sudden, you've been waiting for years and years and years, but God gives you a suddenly. And listen, if you can believe it, it's possibly too small. If you can believe it in the natural, you got to believe it in the spiritual realm. Yes, yes. You got to start believing for things that are big. Yes. Amen. Yes. And God gives, listen, God gives you the victory. We sang about it. He always will give you the victory, but He expects you and I to step out in faith. We got to step out in faith. He'll give you the victory every time, but you got to step out. He gave Peter the victory when he stepped out of the boat. Amen. And until he started looking at the problem, he was walking in victory. But even when he fell, God brought him up, caught him and pulled him out. God wants you to test the waters. How many of you like to test the waters? How many of you, when you get into a swimming pool, you dip your big toe in? What are you doing? You're testing the waters. And then you put your foot in. Right? Me, I'm crazy. I run and jump. Well, so it's but you test the waters. Why don't you test the waters with God? Why don't you just test the waters and start to see what He will do? Start to get your faith up enough so that you can say, yeah, I'm going to jump in this one. Because He wants you swimming. He wants you swimming. He said He wants rivers of living water coming out of us. Amen. So He tells us in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. So there is something for us to do. Now, the Israelites were given the land by God. Remember, He said to the Israelites, I've given you the land, go and possess it. Amen. I've given it to you, go and get it. Salvation is available, come and take it. Healing is available, receive it. Come on. You've got to step out and you've got to do something. And so He says to them, I've given you the land, go and possess it. They come back and say, oh, we can't take it, the ten. It's true, there are giants there. It's true, there are walled cities and they've got chariots of iron and big armies. That was all true. They reported what they could see, but God said, I've given you the land, go and possess it. They had to go in, sweat, flesh, blood, and go and possess the land. And they did not. And Moses, rather than going with the two, chose and became politically correct that day. He went with the ten. Because he should have said to them, shut up and get behind us, Satan. We're going in. Right? But for 40 years, 40 years they marched around. Do you know that they marched up to Jerusalem, turned and came back? For 40 years, it would have taken them 11 days to get where they were, to get to where they wanted to be. 11 days. 40 years. So they marched around mountains and mountains and mountains.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.